My life before Christ. Ever since I can remember, church was never a huge part of my life. The only time I went was once a year, if that, when my family and I went down to Monticello, Illinois, to go to the Easter service with my grandma. But all the other times we would visit her, God or any kind of religion was never something we really talked about. But growing up, I still had a really good childhood. My parents always made sure that my sister and I had every day filled with love and laughter. We always got along and spent a lot of time together. I look back now, and I know that I had the most wonderful childhood I could have possibly wanted. It wasn't until 7th grade that I was introduced to Christianity. I became friends with a girl named Ty, and quickly grew extremely close. She'd grown up her whole life knowing about the Lord, and when she found out that I had never really gone to church, she immediately encouraged me to start going with her every Sunday. I didn't understand what all the fuss was about, but because she was my best friend, I agreed to go. Her church was nice. I liked the music and the people were nice, so after a few weeks, I decided I was going to be Christian. I realize now that's not how it works. I thought that by making my own decision to believe in God, great things would happen in my life, but everything remained the same. I slowly became discouraged because I had not yet truly come to know the Lord. By the end of 8th grade, I stopped going to church on a regular basis, but I was still holding on to a small part of faith, hoping that God was real. It stayed that way for a while, having a wavering, superficial faith. Then came my junior year of high school. Me and my sister had started to grow apart. She was busy with school, work, and sports, and I always wanted to hang out with my friends. This led to my family not being as close as we used to be. In school, my grades were dropping, and it seemed that day-to-day drama with my friends was getting worse. I began to question God. I'd ask for help to do better in school, to get along with my friends better, but nothing changed. Even though I now know that God loves me with an everlasting love, back then I thought God was ignoring me. My attitude towards life drastically changed, and it was for the worse. I felt like I could only rely on myself, that anyone else I trusted would turn against me. I began abusing drugs and stealing things I thought I deserved, thinking maybe it would help. Of course, all that only made things way worse. I began to hate my family and thinking that nobody understood what I needed. Maybe now God would see that he should help me, but everything stayed the same. I began doing anything I could think of to make myself feel something. Whether it was anger, pain, or a rush of adrenaline, I always had the urge to feel something. Sorry. I went to all sorts of extremes. I tried cutting myself, and I went through a period of time where I starved myself and made myself throw up. I would lie to anyone and everyone, thinking it was fun to manipulate them and mess with their emotions. I began to blame God for what I was doing to myself and to others. I thought he was pointing a finger at me and laughing. My problem was that I was still dead in my trespasses and sins, as it explained in Ephesians 2:2. I needed to come to know the Lord. In my blindness, I thought I was never, nor could I ever be, worth helping or loving. It was when I started thinking that was true that I truly began to hate myself. I didn't think my life was worth anything, and there was a point when I wanted to die. I thought that it was then that I'd become a completely broken person. My parents did find everything out, and I went to counseling for at least a year. Being off drugs and talking with someone helped get my head back in a better place. I knew I shouldn't have blamed God for what happened, but the road to recovery was still a work in progress. Then senior year came, and I met Jonathan Mitchell. He knew I didn't have a religion or go to church that often, and he respected that. It was actually, thank you. It was actually Good Friday that I was at his house, and his family asked me if I wanted to come with them to the church service that night. I was mostly scared to go to church again. It had been such a long time, and I didn't know what to expect. But a very small part of me was curious, so I agreed to attend. I remember walking up to the church and just looking at it. I could feel my heart beating faster, and it almost hurt. It was beating so hard. Once inside, sitting next to John, and I listened to the preacher talk about the Bible in a way I had never experienced before. Everything he said applied to me in some way or another. I felt that every word he was saying was given just for me. About halfway through, I got this strange feeling of joy and conviction inside myself. He spoke of if we believe, the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us from all sin. I believed what he was saying about Jesus dying on the cross for me. I was so moved by everything I was hearing, tears began rolling down my face. I felt like something had reached down and touched my heart. It was an amazing encounter with God I had never experienced before. I still have trouble finding the right words to accurately explain what happened. After the Bible study was over, I just kept crying, but I wasn't sad. I think it was a mix between shock and pure joy. I knew that what I felt meant something, and I didn't want that feeling of joy to leave. I've never heard the comparison between light and darkness in a way that really hit home when it was explained at this church. God opened up my heart and my eyes that night, and I want to share with you the verse that God used to reach me. This is the message we have heard from him. Oh, sorry, it's from 1 John 1, 5-10. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him, while we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and this word is not in us. Another passage that helped me understand what has happened to me is found in Matthew 13:18-23. Here is the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation and persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. This solidifies in me that I have the healthy soil in my heart. The seeds of the gospel is no longer lying on the rocks. God has put a root system in my heart and in my soul. My confession of Christ. I want to confess Christ today. He has changed me and he has made me so thankful. I now desire to pray to him each day. I now know that my life is a gift. I believe and realize that Jesus Christ died for me. Not just everyone, but I realize that Jesus died specifically for me. It's amazing that someone can love you that much. I can't even fully comprehend it. Since I have come to know Christ, from the moment of my conversion on, something inside me changed. I have hope again and a hunger to know more. My hope is in Christ alone now. I see life completely differently now because I'm seeing through new eyes. For the first time, I have real faith in God and his Son. And I know he's real. Just knowing that he chose me and loves me is a truth I still can't fully wrap my head around. But with every passing day, I feel my faith and my relationship with God growing stronger, and I can't think of anything better than that. I'd like to close with some precious verses about how God chose me, even though I didn't deserve it. He says in Deuteronomy 7:6-8, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people of his treasured possession. Out of all the people on the face of the earth, it was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all people. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt."